You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
In Scott Orgen's new play, Phoenix, Sue and Bruce meet a month after a one-night stand, and she has three important things to tell him. She had a great time, she's never going to see him again, and she's pregnant. It's obvious the two felt extraordinary chemistry between them the night that they met, and you will experience the same watching the performances of James Wirt and Julia Stiles, who are currently appearing in this two-hander at the Cherry Lane Theater on Commerce Street until August 23rd. I'm very pleased that it brings James Wirt and Julia Stiles to our show today. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Julia, haven't you been quite busy with film and TV work? You just completed an extended guest role in Dexter, as well as writing and directing your own web series, Paloma, and then there's the web series Blue. Don't you already have an awful lot on your plate?
I'm lucky to be, consistently working, but I love what I do, so. And I was dying to do a play. Also, Leonard Lopate, the third thing, spoiler alert, you can't, we're going to pretend that we didn't hear the third thing that she has to say.
Well, it comes fairly early in the play.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I won't tell the rest. I won't tell what happens.
There's a lot more that happens.
How did you find this particular play?
It was very serendipitous. I was really eager to get back on stage.
And that's where you started, actually, at 11.
Yeah, it's crazy. 20 years ago. I don't think I was really 11. I think I had just turned 12, okay?
Oh, well, legend has it you were 11.
Okay, that's up for debate, but it was like a really small experimental theater company in downtown Manhattan. That's a long story. But anyway, so I was dying to get back on stage, and I met Jennifer D'Elia, the director, because of a film project, and then we became friends, and real friends, not just work friends. And she sent me a text message saying, I had a dream that we should do a play together. And I was like, yeah, that's great, because I would love to do a play, but I was like, when and where? And she had done a movie with Jimmy that I had seen and I was really impressed by. And she was like, well, how about Jimmy? You know, and then we kind of narrowed it down to a two-hander. And she found the play Phoenix, and it really resonated with me, and it just seemed right. And then she put it all together.
Now, James, I'm not calling you Jimmy. I don't know you well enough. Julia just answered about three of the questions I was going to ask you.
Oh,
it's okay.
Right.
It's
no
okay.
No,
you had already worked with the director. Had you worked with Julia before?
I had not. I just worked with Jennifer on Billy Bates and also a short that her and Julie Pacino did called Abracadabra.
And when you saw Bruce, this character, were you attracted to it?
Yeah, I was. We had looked at several plays, and we selected it down, or they selected it down to the couple. And I really liked this play because Bruce, I liked his charm and wit and honesty, which was I thought were nice qualities in a person.
Well, it's important for the play that Bruce is attractive, but if he didn't have those quirks and persistence, he might seem a little less creepy.
Right.
Did you think he seemed creepy?
At times, yeah. He pushes a little hard. Again, spoiler alert, Julia. Is it fair to say that you're
creepy? I guess.
Okay. But it's not like he is the totally lovable character, and we're rooting for him all the time. Sometimes we're rooting against him. And sometimes we're rooting against Sue as well. Mm-hmm. She's... she could be described as sexually liberated but emotionally repressed.
Well put. Mm. Yes. Emotionally repressed. I don't know. I think the play deals a lot with, like, a major theme in the play is the fight or flight instinct that takes over in any given relationship. So Sue's instinct is to fly in the other direction of intimacy and not really want to open up to this guy. And then and Bruce is the opposite. He wants to fight for their connection.
You've played some unbalanced characters over the years, from Ophelia in Hamlet to Lumen Pierce in the TV show Dexter. She's someone Dexter, a sexual murderer, feels he's got to look out for. Are you particularly attracted to playing women with obvious flaws and vulnerabilities?
Well, I was going to say I'm starting to feel more and more like... You don't pick the part picks you, but when you describe them like that, I don't know what that says about me.
They're meatier than other kinds of roles, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most interesting parts are the ones like human beings that are flawed and sometimes not likable. I don't know. That's just more interesting to me.
James, in your case, your character changes a bit over the course of the play.
Yeah, he because he's in pursuit. He's kind of having an existential crisis with the spoiler alert you gave, and
we just should just embrace it.
Yeah, he changes at the end.
This is not on tape, but if it were on tape, we would have erased it.
No,
it's fine. It's totally fine. We're playing.
It's like the.
It's
like
going to come out in the review.
Like 5 minutes into the show.
Yeah, cool.
The show opens officially tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
It's going to be in the review.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's fine.
Fair enough.
So you were saying?
Yeah. So he changes by the end, by the last scene. There, he kind of has. It's an interesting change. Without saying too much about it, he goes into a more cynical point of view of life, where before he was, very much an optimist.
Is the kind of determination he shows in his single-minded pursuit something that you can relate to as an actor?
Yeah.
The need to go after something, even if the odds may be against you.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay, it's not a spoiler, actually, because given that third thing that we mentioned, there's a lot at stake, meaning she's got to decide what to do. That's what essentially is at stake in the play. She's pregnant. What is she going to do about it?
Well, you've also gone after things in your life. We mentioned that 11, 12-year-old thing. you were here with the director of the Ridge Company's production of Persephone, and he said that you first approached him for work when you were nearly 12, an experienced 11-year-old. Okay?
Precocious. Ugh. I grew up in New York. I'm going to make this short. I grew up in New York City, and my mom is an artist, and she had a really good friend who's the set designer, painter for this theater company, and I was out. They would take me out with them at night, and the founder of the theater company was like, why don't you be in our show? And of course, I wanted to.
As I remember, you requested to be booked on the show when you were still a teenage movie star. I think it was for 10 Things I Hate About You in 1999. We were surprised then that someone so young would want to be in a show that had once been called Senior Edition.
You're welcome. This show is like a New York staple. I love this show. I'm like honored to be here. Yeah, it just seems ever since I can remember, it's sort of been on in when I was a kid. My parents listened to it, and yeah.
So you want to be on it?
You're an institution, Leonard.
I appreciate that. Is the process of a casting director or a director goes through and finding the right actors for a play kind of like trying to set up two friends on a blind date? You didn't know each other before. You have to find that chemistry.
Well, our director was the casting director on this play.
She's kind of masterminding the whole thing.
Yeah.
But chemistry is often cited as a factor as to whether a play like this will work or won't work. Have either of you been cast in a role like this with an actor that you just couldn't bear to be with?
Well, if Jimmy were a total jerk, this would be really difficult.
Uh-huh.
And vice versa.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. I mean, you never – and what is chemistry? I mean, it's not something that you can, calculate.
Right. Or manufacture, really.
Yeah.
Well, isn't the tagline for this place something like, don't think a one-night stand only lasts one night? That can sound like a promise, or it could sound like a threat.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think that could be a warning or an enticement for all of our encounters, that in the end, none of us are in control the way we might imagine we are?
Hmm. Yeah,
well,
that's interesting.
And also, like, one night stand, I mean, not even just one night stands, but I think something that comes up in the play is when my character says, like, oh, well, I don't really know you that well. Like, they think they know each other better than they actually do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the title of the play leads us to another spoiler, which I won't get into. But a phoenix is an Egyptian mythological bird that consumes itself with fire and then later rises renewed from the ashes. I guess that's the reason that the play isn't called Tucson or Scottsdale.
Right.
Yeah, there's a metaphorical reason for the title and then probably a literal reason for the title. I just flashed to. I know that Scott Orgen, the playwright, is listening, and he probably is.
He's a big fan of the show.
He's talking to his radio right now.
This is not the first time this play has been produced.
It had been done before at the Humana Festival, right?
Yeah, it's been. I think it's had some other little runs. Scott has said. I'm not quite sure what they were.
It's been called a date play, the equivalent of a date movie. But isn't it a little darker than that?
Well, someone said last night, I think it was a friend of yours, the director guy, he said that this is a date play, but not for people that are on their early dates, which was funny.
Yeah, it's a deceptively funny play because the subject matter is pretty heavy, but it's got a great sense of humor.
I've heard that you went away on a retreat before you began rehearsals.
Yes, we did.
Where'd you go?
New Jersey.
Is it unusual to do that? In preparing for a production? Don't people just show up in some shabby room and rehearse there?
Yeah,
I think so. But, you know, we only had 3 weeks of rehearsals. And so I think it was also the July 4th holiday, I think, interfered. Mm-hmm. So Jennifer wanted to, you know, we had this opportunity. Somebody, like, loaned us their house in New Jersey, and it was this beautiful, you know, giant place. And we were able to... I don't know about you, I came back from that retreat more exhausted because we would rehearse during the day and talk about the play and run lines and all that and swim and then stay up all night long talking and playing Cards Against Humanity. So I came back a little bit tired.
Yeah, it was tiring, but it was fun. I'm glad we got to do it.
That helps develop that chemistry that you...
I think we just got to know each other better there, just talk more and all those kind of things, so yeah.
Well, you mentioned that you were in Jennifer D'Elia's film. Mm-hmm. You were the title character in Billy Bates.
Yes.
You played an artist.
I did. I played an artist, a little kind of a crazy artist. It's going through a lot. That actually comes out in November. I'm not quite sure where, but...
And now are both of you scheduled to play roles in Jennifer D'Elia's upcoming film, The Historian?
It's called The First.
The First.
The First.
Yeah.
I got the wrong name here.
That's okay. Yeah. It's a play about... it's a film about Mary Pickford and, like, the start of celebrity. And Lily Rabe is supposed to play Mary Pickford. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to play Frances Marion, who's a screenwriter. And you're playing Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
Well, that means that
he'll shave the beard. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'll get the mustache. Let's fake mustache.
Well, you could save that little mustache.
Yeah, mustache.
Now, Julia mentioned she grew up near here, but you grew up in Texas, didn't you?
Yeah,
and actually worked on oil rigs during the summers?
I did, yeah.
How does that lead you into the theater?
Oh, interesting. I think at that time I knew I didn't want to do... I was a business major. I knew I didn't want to do that anymore, so I had to figure out how to pay for my own school, since they weren't going to cover it anymore. So my dad worked in the oil field business as a salesman, and he put me on to the rigs during the summers. And that was a crazy experience.
And that may have prepared you for the fact that in this production, you're not only the leading man, but you also serve as the stagehand and move the set a lot.
Yes, I was a roughneck. Yes,
that's hot.
It runs until August 23rd, and is there any possibility it will be extended?
I can't speak on that because I think it's up to the producers, but wouldn't it be lovely?
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Mm. Meanwhile, you have until August 23rd to see Phoenix. It's at the Cherry Lane Theater, a lovely little theater, a historic theater on Commerce Street. And it runs, as I said, until August 23rd. My great thanks to its two stars, the only members of the cast, James Burt and Julia Stiles, for being on our show today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So good to see you.